For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Oh, the horn. Go.
Everything that we do every day, we want to be a champion.
Get your mind right and let's go. Do the little things. Win every day.
It's the someplace they play football.
Everything with an attitude.
Alabama.
I don't give a shit who we're playing.
Richardson breaks free on the sideline, end zone.
This is a mauling, folks, a mauling.
Fear the tide, honey badger.
Hello and welcome to another preseason edition of the Alabama Football Podcast. Hey, in this episode, we have more information on our listener support program, as well as a bonus episode from December that you would swear was ripped from today's headlines. So let's jump in. Let's talk the listener support program. That's exactly what it is. It's an opportunity for listeners to contribute, to help us sustain the program, sustain the podcast. This is our 11th season, and as costs have increased over the years, it costs really between $1,300 and $1,400 to produce the show over the course of a full season. That's our per show production costs, as well as some infrastructure or some hosting products that we have to really help push the show out. This is 100% voluntary. We're not taking anything away from our core program. However, we are adding bonus shows for those who participate. So what does the program look like? Last year, we put together 30 bonus shows and rolled those out. This year, we hope to do more. We're going to have more organization around what we're producing and what we're putting out for our bonus participants, our support team. There's three tiers this year. Last year, there were four. It got a little clunky, so we're simplifying and improving the three tiers. We have an all-conference tier that's $18. For that, you get all of our bonus recordings, and I'm going to break that down in just a minute. We have a second tier, the All-America tier. That's $37. That's Sean Alexander's number, by the way. For that, you get all of the bonus recordings, as well as an invitation to participate in Zoom calls throughout the season. We hope to have those weekly. And then a ticket raffle, Tide Pride will. And if we're able to get our tickets from Tide Pride, then we'll include at least a ticket opportunity to raffle for the All-America group. We also, we're bringing back, this year we're calling it the Heisman, but a title sponsor opportunity. We had an individual that was very gracious last year, and that allowed us to really improve the program in a lot of different ways. So we're bringing that back if you'd like to be a title sponsor. We can only have one literal title sponsor. And so if someone subscribes to that program and wants us to sponsor their product or sponsor their business, then we can only have one at the Heisman level. So let's talk about the bonus audios. I am particularly excited about what we're doing with the bonus audios. We're going to do post-game quick hits. this season, the COVID season, if you will, 2020 is uniquely situated for this. There's many fewer games that we'll be able to travel to. So we'll have more time immediately after a game to start to hop on the mic and talk about what we just saw. The intent here is for this to be much like if we crashed your tailgate after a game and we started talking about the game. What would we say? And the thought with the post-game quick hits is we'd hop on, spend 10, 15, 20 minutes talking about what we just observed to the game. It may be sort of a preamble, if you will, to the full breakdown, but it'll be more in the moment. That's the intentionality there. We want to do pre-game interviews. We've been asked for years, can you guys do a pre-game show? We would look forward to that. And so this is a way that we think that we can do pre-game shows, frankly, with little less prep. And so we want to find writers and podcasts for teams that we're about to play. Do a quick interview with them. What can we expect from their program? Sort of return the favor, what they may expect from Alabama, and then issue that to our support group ahead of that game. We may take some of those and release those to the general audience after the game. But at that point, that information isn't as valuable, isn't as important, maybe not even as interesting as it would have been before the game. We want to make sure that our support team has access to that information ahead of the game. The All-America team, just as we talked about, they will receive an opportunity to participate in the Zoom calls. Select Zoom calls will post as bonus shows for the All-Conference team. Not all, but a couple or select shows will produce for the All-Conference team. None of those would be available outside of the support team. We wouldn't release those to sort of the public audience, if you will. Our early access to a new intro. Our intro, I kind of like it, but it is dated. And so we want to update that a little bit. And so we're going to put, it's probably a small bonus I get, but early access to the new introduction will be available to the support teams. Immediate access to four shows. I'm recording a couple of shows this weekend, and four of them will be specifically bonus shows, and they'll be immediately available or nearly immediately available for the bonus folks when you guys sign up on the website, alabamafootballpodcast.com. There's a sign up sheet. There's a sort of a sales page, if you will, and a sign up sheet that you can enroll. And that's in addition to last year we did 30 shows just organically. And I know that we'll do quite a number of shows again, in addition to sort of the structured shows that we're talking about. So we may double our bonus show content in 2020 relative to what we were able to do last year. And so we're looking forward to that. Overall, this is a bonus as well. Overall, the process for the listener program and the private podcasts is improved. The sign up and the podcast show distribution is significantly automated. Those who participated last year, there were a lot of sort of rats and wheels behind the scenes. When you enrolled, there were a lot of manual updates to Excel spreadsheets, and probably the most hanky thing that we did is post the bonus shows to a Google Drive, and we would email you guys that the shows were available. That was very low tech, and so we're looking to really up the game this year. We're posting the bonus shows on a private RSS feed, which essentially means that it'll publish to a private group, whereas the primary show publishes in iTunes or whatever your podcast player is for the public shows. Those will be very similar to that. The execution of that will be very similar. It'll be easier to distribute, easier to enjoy, easier to participate in those shows. And so we're super excited about that. We're also putting up a member area on our website, and we hope that that's going to be a quick place to sort of drop updates, where we're hanging out in Tuscaloosa, what we're doing, and where you can, you know, sort of meet up with us, Q&As, sort of unique to the participant group. And so look forward to Zoom call information, all of that sort of posted there. So hopefully that'll be of value as well. We're super excited and hope that you guys are as well, and hope that you'll give us an opportunity to with the 2020 listener campaign. Now, list going on with the bonus show. In December of 2019, we put together a bonus show that I think some of the content is we're still seeing in headlines today. And I, when I think about this show, and I went back and listened to it not too very long ago, when I think about, hey, it's a crowded market for Alabama, football news. You think of all the websites, all the podcasts, all the writers, everyone trying to sort of carve out a niche. I sometimes wonder, where do we fit into that? We're much smaller than some of the other outlets. We're certainly not as well known as many of the other outlets. Not that that's our objective, but we know that we have a very small, relatively small, if you will, sort of niche in the market. And sometimes I wonder, what's the value there that we're delivering? And then I think about this article or this podcast that we put together, and we were literally about 10 months ahead of the curve. There's a pendulum that had really swung that was just incredibly anti Pete Golden. And so 10 months ago, we put together a podcast where we said, look, this, hold your horses on that. This is going to swing back the other way. And Pete, we think, is going to be at the end of this 2020 season, he's going to be a candidate for other coaching jobs, or he's going to be viewed as one of the top available assistant coaches, or one of the top defensive coordinators available. And we put together, sort of in our own way, but we put together a sort of a scientific study or business case, if you will, of why we thought that would come to be. Now, if you hear the interview from Pete at the start of fall camp, and you see a lot of the articles, and especially when you start to hear the articles of the defense, articles about the defense and how outstanding this defense is going to be, and that it can be one of the best, and one of the best under Saban, that's almost sort of swinging back the other way. And what's missing is you don't hear a lot of people saying, well, give Pete some credit in that too. That's sort of missing. But if you go back and you listen to and we're just about to tee it up and play it for you. This was recorded in December of 2019. I think nearly almost everything in the podcast still holds water. And it's just telling it to me that this is sort of a niche that we fill, because we saw the current headlines, the current sort of pulse of the Alabama fan base. Some of this we predicted, or we were anticipating, 10 months ago. And so that's kind of exciting. And so give it a listen, step through the rationale with us, see what see if you agree. And this is the kind of thing that you're used to getting on our regular shows. And it's also the kind of thing that we bake in to our bonus shows as well. So give it a listen. Hopefully this will help you sort of think through the process of enrolling. Again, go to the website, alabamafootballpodcast.com, read all about the program, get super interested in it, and jump right in. And by the way, as you're listening to the Pete Golden show, the bet still stands. So if you're interested, probably can only take 5 or 6 or 8, but if you're interested, the bet stands. All right, roll tide. Hello and welcome to a bonus edition of the Alabama Football Podcast. This episode, we're going to call Alabama's defensive coordinator, Pete Golden. We're going to talk about him a little bit. And to kick this off, I'm going to introduce why I think some Alabama fans, not all, but some Alabama fans remind me of my wife's cats. My wife's got these cats, and they are so finicky, so peculiar, that if one of the other cats just walks by them wrong, then that cat's going to pop them for no reason, no instigation, no motivation, just something happened that they didn't like, so they just hit the other cat. Well, Alabama fans are kind of doing that, not all, but some are kind of doing that with Pete Golden. We have a 2-loss regular season for the first time in a decade, for the first time since 2010. Just think about that for a minute. And not all, but this subset of fans, the first thing they want to do is get rid of Pete Golden. Why would you do that? Why would you equate those two things? And when you do, I think there's 3 points that you're missing, at least 3, but we're going to park on 3 today. So point number one, let's get rid of Pete Golden. Well, here's point number one that you're missing. Pete Golden is a better coach with Dylan Moses, Mac Wilson, and Josh McMillan roaming the middle linebacker spot. The players contribute to the success of the coach. which we all know, the coach plays a role too, but when Alabama's missing three middle linebackers from last year's team, and we're left starting two true freshmen in that position, there's going to be a negative impact. The Alabama defense in some games started five true freshman players. Five of the 11 starting defenders were true freshmen. We talk about Harris, we talk about Lee, Iboibi, Jordan Battle, Christian Barrymore, and there were some games where Byron Young contributed. We have to go back and look at the exact lineup. There may have actually been six of 11 true freshman starters in some of the late games. Some of it is, are we starting in a dime or nickel? There's a little bit of variation, but there were definitely six freshmen, true freshmen that were heavy in the defensive rotation. And I'm going to guarantee you, Pete Golding or any defensive coordinator is a better coach when that's not true. That's point one. Point two, say it with me. It's Coach Saban's defense, not Pete Golding's defense. If we're going to get mad at Pete Golding calling the defense or his defensive alignment or his defensive structures or his defensive a philosophy and approach, then we're sort of baby in bathwater situation here, because it is still Nick Saban's defense. So let's keep that in mind. Pete Golding is 2 years away from being the defensive coordinator at University of Texas, San Antonio. And we knew going into the season, even pre-injury, but certainly post-injury, that we were that Alabama, the defense, was going to be thin across the defensive front, both at the line position and the linebacker, within the linebacker core. So point number two. Point number three, defensive coordinators almost always improve from year one to year two. Think about our own experience as Alabama fans watching Joe Kynes get better in year two versus his year one. Think about Carl Torbush as defensive coordinator under Franchione. From year two to from year one, he improved significantly as a defensive coordinator. Now, there's a little bit of irony because Shula left in Kynes' second year, and Fran left in Torbush's second year. And so both of those defensive coordinators went from, not all fans, I'll sound like I'm generalizing, but some fans went from, let's fire those guys in year one, to year two, hey, let's potentially hire them as replacement head coaches. And I'm talking about Joe Kynes and Carl Torbush here. Carl was probably more in line for the position and better suited than Kynes was. But the point is, they both, in transition years from their being first-year DCs to second-year DCs, their performance, the team's performance, improved significantly. Now, a distinction for each of those fellas versus Golding is that they were bringing in their own scheme. And so, of course, you're going to get better in the second year. But think about it this way as well. Saban, with Saban's system, only Pete Golding needs to learn and adapt the system. With a defensive coordinator, the entire team needs to adapt to the structure. So Pete's only going to get better with more time in the system. His second year as a defensive coordinator, he'll be better than his first year as a defensive coordinator, all things being equal. One exception, if you want to shout out an exception, Jeremy Pruitt actually is the exception that proves the rule. He left Alabama having coached at Alabama under the system, and he became an evangelist for that defensive system at Florida State, won a national title there, and Georgia, where they competed successfully using the same defensive structure. When he steps back in at Alabama and assumes the defensive coordinator's role, he is the exception to the rule. He's not bringing his system into a group of players, into a structure that he's not experienced before. He's coming back with maybe some new ideas on the pre-existing structure, and also having familiarity with the players and the coaching staff. So Jeremy Pruitt, absolutely the exception, I think, that proves the rule. Golding, again, I think he's a little bit of a blended case, because he was in the system 1 year as a co-defensive coordinator before taking over the defensive coordinator role. And so he's had an additional sort of opportunity to learn the Saban system. And now as this, in his second year, what will be his second year is full-on defensive coordinator. I think that he will only improve. Another thought, when we think about the improvement trajectory for Pete Golding, Pete Golding is the third defensive coordinator in three seasons at Alabama. It went from Pruitt to Tosh Lupua to Pete Golding. And so we had three DCs in 3 years. Don't tell me that lack of continuity, that presence in the room isn't going to impact the play on the field. That's just the nature of it. So I look at it in composite and say it is nearly almost impossible that Pete Golding does not improve, or the defense more specifically does not improve next season with Pete Golding as the defensive coordinator. And in fact, I'll go so far as to make a bet. I can't make it with all our listeners, but I'll make a bet with sort of the first three or four that want to reach out to me. I'll make a bet for a nice bottle of brown water that the Alabama defense will be significantly improved next year, and that Pete Golding will be something of a golden boy, and that there will be media reports. The defense will improve such that there will be media reports about his fast track, his trajectory in his coaching career, and that he may even potentially be named as candidates for head coaching positions, albeit smaller schools, but nonetheless named as a candidate for head coaching opportunities as a result of his as a result of his fast rise and in success coaching under Coach Saban. So if you're interested, reach out, and we'll put a brown water bottle on the table for that. So with that, that's another bonus edition of the Alabama Football Podcast. Roll Tide.
Thanks for listening to the Alabama Football Podcast. We love that you're tuned in and hope that you enjoyed the show. We encourage you to reach out and let us know what you like, where we can improve, or just a shout out, a Roll Tide. We are where you are. iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, email newsletters, t-shirts, free roster downloads, and of course, on the web at alabamafootballpodcast.com. Check us out where you'll find easy links to your favorite way to follow the Tide. Got that, Coach? Of course, Roll Tide.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.